Hello and welcome back to A World Without, with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if someone from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without cutlery.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, so really scraping the bottom of the barrel now. We mentioned it before, but we really might be...
Not with any cutlery, though. That's the thing. We're scraping it with our bare hands.
I was just going to say, what are we even scraping it with?
Yeah, cutlery. This is going back to the good old days of where we just picked a random thing and we just did a whole podcast out of it. Who knows?
Yeah, chairs, doors, that sort of thing. Not big things and important things like emotion and time and things like that. No.
We got too big. We're going microscopic now.
We got too big for our boots. We're just reining it back in, doing something that might not end the world.
You never know. Maybe cutlery was the key to everything.
This is what we're going to find out, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I guess first we need to define what is cutlery, what counts as cutlery.
Yeah, is it plural? Can you have a cutlery?
Oh, good point. No, I don't think you can.
It's like a plural word within itself, isn't it? But, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all gone, right? Whatever that is, we just need to figure out what.
Whether you've got one knife or you've got two, it's all gone.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently it's just knives, forks and spoons used for eating or serving food, which, off the bat, doesn't sound like a huge deal. It feels like I could live without that.
You'd think, yeah. So all the other tools within the kitchen that you might have, they're allowed.
This is what I don't agree with, though. What is a spatula if it's not cutlery?
A cooking implement? But isn't that what cutlery is, an eating implement?
Yeah, but like all of that sort of thing. Like, yeah, as you said, all the tools you use, like a ladle and things like that, and like spatulas and like chopsticks. Chopsticks have to be cutlery, surely.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I believe they are cutlery. They have to be. They are the things that people use around the world to eat their food with as a utensil.
Yeah, but they're not knives, forks, or spoons, are they? Which ones are they? Knives? Forks?
I think whoever wrote that sentence was very narrow-minded.
Yeah, they hadn't spent much time in Asia, clearly.
Exactly. I've got some stuff about chopsticks, in fact.
Oh, please.
They have been around for a very long... They were invented... in 1200 BC.
Explain to me how you invent sticks.
Yeah, I feel like they're stealing it from a tree next door.
Like. Yeah, I feel like trees invented sticks quite a long time before that.
Yeah, there's just a guy who lives next door to a big tree and he's like, I've got an idea.
Imagine going to Dragon's Den and your idea is sticks. You'd be laughed at the room.
Why are they called chopsticks as well? You can't chop anything with them.
Yeah, maybe they are meant to be knives. They're just really, really bad knives. They're the first attempt at knives. And then they're like, you know what we need to do? We need to make them thinner and sharper, I think.
I mean, they're pretty good at stabbing. They got that down. I would not want to be stabbed with a chopstick.
They should be called stab sticks.
They should indeed. But technically, though, I say that they were invented a long time ago. Knives, spoons, and forks, I think, were all invented at or before. In fact, which out of a knife, a fork, and a spoon do you think was invented first?
Spoon.
Absolutely. Yep. Without a shadow of a doubt. But it kind of just said, like, cavemen use that. But it's like they're just, like, scooping things up with, like, a leaf or something. Like, that's not a spoon.
Yeah. I guess maybe it's all about intention.
Right.
A leaf isn't a spoon, no. But if you use it, like I've done that before. I've used a lid of a yogurt to eat a yogurt. It becomes a spoon then. A lid isn't a spoon, but it Can be, if you try hard enough.
Hang on, let's just go back a bit here. So you sat down with the yogurt and you were like, oh yeah, I'm gonna eat this yogurt. What happened next?
Well, it's a situation where I'd taken it into work and I didn't bring a spoon.
Right.
And there wasn't a spoon. So I was just like, I have to eat this. You're saying this as if you haven't eaten a yogurt in a weird way before. I feel like I've eaten a yogurt in weird ways multiple times. Sometimes you could just drink them.
That's a very runny yogurt.
Yeah, it is. It's good when you can find one of those. You can just down it. Other times, yeah, use the lid.
Well, hang on, what though? What? You're using the lid to scoop yogurt out and then what? You're just like rubbing it on your tongue? What are you doing?
No, I think it was like a foil lid. So I like opened it and then like folded it into like a triangle, like almost like a nachos like shape.
Right.
And then as I would eat like salsa off a nacho, but I'm not actually eating the lid. I'm just like scooping the yogurt in. I don't think this is this crazy, but maybe I'm wrong. I feel like everyone has done this, haven't they?
I haven't. Did you get to the end of it and then you realised that the lid had gone as well and you were like, uh-oh.
I got too into the yogurt.
Why don't they make yogurt lids that turn into more of a spoon? That sounds like an amazing idea.
Now who's going on Dragon's Den?
Exactly. I'll be getting laughed out with my stab sticks and then you just coming in with your yogurt lid spoon.
So would I be allowed to make a spoon out of a lid now? Does it become cutlery the moment I make it a spoon?
Yeah, we've had this in the podcast before where it's like, does doing something as the thing suddenly make it the thing and then poof, it disappears out of existence?
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of went a lot with the mindset here of if it is a knife, a fork or a spoon, it has gone and anything else is potentially okay, other than maybe chopsticks and things like that are definitely utensils.
Yeah, so we can still be ingenious. We can make up little workarounds.
Oh, yeah, we can rub yogurt all over our face using the lid, sure.
Yeah, great.
Your lunch is safe.
Then I don't think I'm bothered about it at all. I think I'm fine. That was the one thing I was worried about.
So you can really easily see how cavemen would have done it because you basically reenacted that, but just many millennium later.
Yeah, that was my insightful moment. It's like, you know, finding fire. It's like, oh, you can just make a spoon out of anything.
Ooga booga.
The world is my spoon.
The world is your spoon, exactly.
I've got a question. Which one out of knives, forks and spoons are you most annoyed to lose?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the knife. The knife feels the most, the one that has the most, like, potential of doing things. I can't reenact what a knife does very easily with anything else.
Yeah.
But I can scoop, as can you, clearly. I can stab with some other things, but slicing something is a lot trickier.
Are you thinking outside of the context of food, though, or are you just talking with food?
Food. Just food, I think, at the moment.
Okay. Because I think you can tear stuff apart quite easily. Again, you can pick stuff up like you would with a fork quite easily. But like soup with your hands? Come on.
that's true.
I think a spoon is the one that I would find most annoying not to have. Because all the role that a knife and a fork does, I can kind of just replace with my hands. I can replace the role of a spoon with my hands. I just don't want to.
But the world is your spoon, Jack. I mean,
the world is my spoon, yeah. Hmm.
You're a greedy spoon wanter.
I did forget about that.
I do admit that out of all three of them, I feel most kind of like the spoon has the most personality.
Do you?
Yeah, like if I was going to put googly eyes on any of them, I'm taking the spoon.
Yeah, 100% googly eyes, yeah, without a doubt. I think the knife has a personality, just a bit more of a suspicious and worrying one, you know? Knife's a bit edgy. A
little bit of a tough guy, don't want to mess with him.
Yeah. Weirdly, I think I'd be least bothered about the fork, which is weird because I think it's probably the one I use the most.
I must admit, some meals, I only bring a fork with me.
Yeah.
And that is my everything.
Most of the meals, I think I only bring a fork with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really cutting up. I don't, maybe it's just the food I'm eating. I'm either eating with my hands or I'm just forking it into my mouth with it. You know what I mean?
I mean, a fork can become a spoon if you move it quick enough, right? You can eat soup with a fork if you go nuts.
But this is what I was saying about why I think I'd be least bothered, because I do think a spoon can do the role of a fork in most situations, whereas a fork trying to do the role of a spoon, he's not very good at it, is he?
It depends how viscous what you're eating is, whether it can
cling. Yogurt, fine. Soup, not great.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe cream of something soup. You might get a little bit of a... If it's cooled down a bit, it's got a bit...
A broth, though.
A broth.
I mean, you're wasting your time.
You're going to end up stabbing your lips with the fork.
Yeah.
It's going to be a terrible
dangerous
day.
Game.
There are other ways to eat soup, though, without a spoon. I mean, cup of soup. right? You can just...
cup of soup.
Drink it. Like, it's just a drink.
Yeah, to be fair, the spoon is mainly filling the role of eating liquids instead of drinking them.
In a slightly more polite way, maybe, somehow? Yeah. Although, some slurping, ugh, that's very unpolite.
Yeah. So maybe we just go back to drinking liquids and eating food like they were meant to be. As God intended.
As God intended, yeah. God made soup to drink. We should all do that. The cup of soup thing, I still think I end up using a spoon with a cup of soup, though. It feels more like the cup is the bowl, not both.
Do you?
I think so. I don't have cup of soup very often, I must say.
I think you're doing cup of soup wrong, mate.
I'm not sure I own any cups either. Like, I don't think cups are as much of a thing. I have more mugs.
It's a mug of soup, really, isn't it? Yeah, why is it called cup? No one's having it in a cup, are they?
I don't think so. But why do they? Why not stop there? They should go all out. They could have, like, tankard a soup.
Doesn't roll off the tongue. Goblet of soup.
A goblet? That sounds like a Harry Potter book.
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Soup.
Or like a grail. That's the one you want. The grail,
yeah,
of
grail
soup.
Of soup.
That's the,
yeah,
top dog right there.
Chalice of soup. There's loads of them. They pick the worst possible one.
A cup is the most boring of all. You got so many more.
Yeah. Even glass of soup's more fun, I think.
Glass of soup. Oh, then you could really see it as well. Like,
yeah.
You know exactly how much you got left.
Yeah, and you can see if you've properly mixed it. Because I feel like that's my problem with cup of soups. I don't mix it enough. I get impatient. And there's like powder still at the bottom.
Yeah, how do... So, sometimes the powder is still dry. What on... How is that possible? Like, what?
Yeah, good observation it is. I don't know how that is, but you've been sitting in there for like 10 minutes. How are you still dry?
You're amazing, mate. How have you managed to stay dry? My stir game is off, clearly.
Yeah, he's been attacked with liquid, a spoon, and he's still just sitting there dry as a bone. It's wild.
Crazy stuff. And then another option for soup is a straw. Of course, you just suck the soup up in a big old straw.
I feel like a straw is a utensil in which to eat food. Is it not cutlery?
Oh, you might have got me there. I mean, do you go to the cutlery drawer, pull it open and grab your straws?
No, I don't know. I don't have any straws in the house.
Do you not have a straw drawer?
I don't have a straw drawer. If I were to have a straw drawer, would it be the same drawer as my cutlery drawer? No, I don't think it would. Where's your straws? Do you have a straw drawer?
I don't have a straw, let alone a straw drawer. Yeah. Maybe if I had a straw drawer, I would get straws to put in my straw drawer. Or which came first, the straw or the straw drawer?
The straw. Chris, that'd be insane if you invented a thing called a straw drawer.
Someone just invented.
And they're like, what is a straw? You're like, wait.
But I'm ready.
Oh, buddy, have I got news for you. I'm about to blow your mind.
Yeah, this is true. And I did think you were going to quibble with me about some soups being a little bit chunkier, but I was going to throw back at you boba tea.
Big straw.
Chunky as, so it has to be a big old straw.
Yeah. I don't think I like a chunky soup is why that didn't come to mind.
Oh, there you go.
I'd be happy to lose chunky soups and just eat thin ones with straws.
Yeah, you don't even want to, like, drink the liquid around the chunky soup and just leave the chunks?
Maybe, but just blend it all down. Give me something nice and smooth, thanks.
Yeah, smoother soup. Smoother soup works. And then any straw. You pick up your average straw off the street and you could...
Yeah, maybe like the ones you get with like those thick milkshakes you get. Maybe one of those. Just because, you know, it's still going to be a bit thick and gritty, maybe.
A little bit, yeah. Gritty? What kind of soup are you having?
I don't know. Just vegetables have like fibres and stuff in it.
Right. Fibres, not grit. Okay.
No, yeah. Not like sand.
Yeah, it's like, what are you putting in this soup, Jack? I'm endeavour to eat at your house.
You've never had my famous sand soup.
I have not and I shan't.
Mm. What are some foods you think shouldn't be eaten with cutlery? Like, what are your, like, sins if you see someone eating those? Because I have a couple. I don't know if you do. Maybe you don't.
I used to, but I think I've committed some of my own sins in the past and actually liked it more.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, my two were mainly pizza and burger. They were the ones that came to mind.
Yes. The problem with pizza is that you do have to cut it in the first place to get the slices. And does, like, a pizza slicer count as cutlery? Because it's just a rounded knife, let's be honest.
It is a round knife. It's a wheel knife. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if it's to cut up your food and that's all a knife is, then yeah, in our slightly more extended world of cutlery here, yes.
Yeah, so then pizza does become a problem because you can't slice it. Burgers, I would agree, though. There is absolutely zero situation to which you should be using a knife and fork for a burger. I don't care how big it is.
Come on.
I don't care how big it is.
Jack, it's not about the size. It's about the slop, all right?
Right.
Burgers nowadays can be the sloppiest things in the world. They're more liquid than they are solid.
Yeah, and I have a general rule that if you're not getting messy while eating, you're not really eating. You're not having fun. You're not enjoying it, you know?
I mean, nobody said I wasn't getting messy. I'm just getting messy in different places. That sounds...
What?
My fingers are clean, but my frontage may still get
messy.
That's
worse. That's way worse. I'd rather my hands be messy and not have it all down my clothes.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than biting into a burger and just like a load of fat going right down your arm.
No, I like that. I want to get I want a bath after I finished eating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just cut out the middleman and just eat a burger in the bath.
Maybe that actually sounds pretty good.
It does actually sound like the life I want to lead one day. That's my goal for life.
You know what, Chris? Pretty achievable goal.
Hey, I don't try hard, me.
I'm low. My other two were wings.
Yep.
If I ever saw a person eating chicken wings with a knife and fork, I would literally have to go up and say something to them.
I don't think you really can. Like, that's more of like a surgical, like...
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can't eat like that.
You'd have to have a word, wouldn't you?
I think so. A polite, quiet word, but a word nonetheless.
No, I don't think mine would be quiet.
No.
What the heck?
What are you doing?
Give him a slap around the face. Pull yourself together, man.
Oh, man, and that slap, your fingers would be covered in wings.
Yeah, they're getting cheese and grease all over them. Yeah, it's not a nice look. And then the other one was tacos.
Oh, yeah. I guess kind of also nachos and all of that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, or actually also anything that's like a wrap or like a burrito. You can't eat a burrito with a knife and fork. Behave.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, I must say. I have slipped on sloppy burgers and even the odd slightly sloppier pizza in my life. But yeah, tacos, nachos, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Burritos, no. You just can't do it.
You can't. A crime, some would say.
Yeah. So most of those things are finger foods, right? We class them as finger foods, like wings. They're definitely a finger food. They're a food for the fingers.
I think a finger food is more like snacky things, though, like a cocktail sausage or something like that.
Right. Things that you'd find at a kid's party.
Yeah.
Nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
I don't think I'd consider burgers finger food, even though you do definitely use your hands.
Yeah. Well, you kind of try and use your fingers as well, right? You're not just full palming it.
Yeah, just like sandwich it between your palms and try to eat it.
Yeah, become one with the burger.
Yeah. You're the next layer of burger in your hands.
Yeah, right? Right. What do we do about this then with kids? Little kids, they famously need their dinner cut up for them by their parents.
Maybe we just have to go to, like, you know, revert to the animal kingdom. You know, chew it for them, regurgitate it into their mouth.
Oh, we're baby birding.
Yeah, we're baby birding.
Oh, no. Is that, like, a new thing? Is that, like, there's a lot of, like, talk about, like, breastfeeding in public and stuff. Is there going to be, like, baby birding in public?
Yeah. There's going to be an outrage by it. You know, people on the news being, like, new baby birding epidemic sweeping the nation. To be fair, I think I'd have a problem with that if I... sitting opposite me, just some mum just regurgitating their food into their child's mouth.
I certainly even have that with myself. If I was to chew something up and spit it out in my hand, I don't think I can eat that thing again.
What?
I've got a thing about it. I don't know. I feel a bit queasy now talking about it.
What about chewing gum? If you were eating chewing gum, took it out and then put it back in, would you be able to do that?
Chewing gum might be okay. I think it's sort of artificialness kind of keeps it slightly more...
Yeah.
You know, whereas like, yeah, a bite of a burger, chewed up, spat out in the hand, it's just not the same anymore.
Quick question. How often are you spitting your food out into your hand to find this out?
Weirdly, it sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But no.
It sounds like you've done this at least more than once to know it's a thing you have.
It does, doesn't it? I can't explain myself, I'm afraid. I don't know. You've cornered me.
As you were saying it, I was like, I think I'd be fine with that. And then I realised... I don't think I've ever known if I'm fine with that because I don't often spit my food into my hand and then be like, back in it goes. Because, why?
I think you just got to try it. Next time any of you, Jack, and anyone listening, next time you're eating something and you don't know if you'd find it revolting or not, have a chew of your sandwich, spit it out into your hand, see if you're happy to eat it again. You will learn something about yourself.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll report back, listeners. Let us know.
It might come from, I once saw a video of a gorilla, and it put a banana in its mouth, it chewed it up, and then it got a bit of bread, and it, like, kind of spat the mulched up banana out onto the bread, really, like, neatly, weirdly. It was quite amazing how it came out. It was like toothpaste coming out of its mouth. And then it put another bit of bread on top, and then it ate it like a banana sandwich, which, you know, it was, I think it was on like one of these old, you know, you've been framed we had in England or whatever, one of these,
oh, yeah, right,
before the internet. And I think that kind of put me off, yeah. So I don't think of it as baby birding anymore. I think of it as gorillaing.
Yeah, banana sandwiching. Yeah,
banana sandwich. Yeah,
I think it's put me off as well. Thanks for that, mate. Yeah,
you're welcome.
That was quite the image. The toothpaste bit was really what sold me.
Oh wow. Okay, there we go. I just had to find the right words to describe it. You know.
Yeah, that was lovely. A vivid picture you painted there. Thank you. I was thinking about stirring.
Was ya?
Yeah. It was mainly related to the podcast,
right?
Not
right.
Just, okay. In general, but a cup of tea is obviously where I was going with that.
Right. Okay.
Got a stir in your sugar. So the question is, am I just doing the finger technique now, burning my finger, really testing that those resistant hands to the temperature?
Yeah.
Or do I just cut the sugar out of the tea? What are we thinking?
Ooh, it's a tricky one. Is there no other way? I mean, if we make the cups different, so they're a little bit more kind of rounded, you could maybe get like a bit of a swirl going on.
Right. Or yeah, just like have a lid on it and probably just shake it up.
Oh, cocktail.
Yeah, I feel like it'd get frothy. I don't want a frothy tea.
Oh, it definitely would. Even when you put some milk in, that's like sometimes the last bit of the milk, it gets a bit frothy.
Yeah.
And even that, the froth stays around for a lot longer than you'd like.
Because I was thinking originally like a little blender thing at the bottom of the mug or something, or just something to spin it a little bit. But then again, I think froth is still going to be the main issue there.
Oh, it would definitely aerate it and froth it up. I think our dry powder would have a bad day, though.
Yeah, he's not surviving that, surely.
He's not surviving a blender, no way.
Surely not.
We've already established that the cutlery drawer is in the kitchen. Why don't we have our cutlery drawer in the dining room or the living room or wherever we're going to eat the food? Because if you go and you sit down and you're ready to tuck in and then you've forgotten your cutlery, wouldn't it be better to just whip out the drawer right there, grab what you need?
And I'm almost never using it in the kitchen. I'm not just sitting there in the kitchen eating the food.
No.
There's no real reason for it to be there other than to have the cutlery with you when you leave.
Exactly. But that's what you do. You make your dinner, you get your cutlery out, you put them on the thing, and you take it to where you're going to eat it. You eat it, you bring them right back again. What was the point in all of that?
I guess maybe because you wash them up in the kitchen, so then you'd have to take them back out of the kitchen. So slowly we're moving the whole kitchen into the dining room here.
At this point...
And the sink.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to just take the cutlery into the dining room than it is to move the sink into the dining room. I think that's more work.
That might be a little bit more work, mightn't it? Yeah, you're right. Just having a dishwasher-sofa combo.
Yeah. So I do think as a society we've made the right call there.
Yeah, probably.
Cooking's difficult now without any of these utensils. Because where did we land on? Is a spatula count?
Yeah, I'm saying for this podcast, let's think it does.
So we don't, no more spatulas?
No. And then is that like graters and everything?
I think so.
Oh boy.
Because I think cooking would become really difficult without any of these tools.
Can you imagine grating cheese without a grater? Secondly, without a knife?
Yeah, just your nails, just like scraping it down. Oh, that's horrible.
Well, yeah, what are you doing? Are you just pushing it through like a... You can't... No, you don't have a sieve. You can't even do that.
No.
Oh.
I just think we might have to rip blocks of cheese off and just hope for the best.
Just put a whole block of cheese on top of your spaghetti bolognese and call it a day.
I think we've become experts at like the pancake flip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without the use of spatulas going on, you've got to get the real skills going on there, tossing things.
I mean, imagine trying to fry an egg properly without a spatula, having to like perfectly flip and you'd get well good at that.
I'm not sure I would.
Or think you'd just stop eating fried
eggs. I think I'd give up.
Scrambled is fine, I think.
I'd go to a restaurant, to one of those special restaurants where the guys do like all the juggling tricks with their spatulas and things. Although I guess they haven't got them either, so they're going to be stuck as well.
What a waste of a craft, yeah.
It is quite amazing just how many types of fork, spoon and knife there are, even. And, like, I ain't got them all. I've not collected the whole set, but people do. I had a little look at a picture of, like a fine dining, fancy schmancy, like, where you're meant to lay all the cutlery out in a specific order, and you mustn't touch one before you have to work from the outside in? Is that the rule?
Oh, I thought it was inside out.
Oh, great. Uh-oh.
Maybe you're right, because I do think they get bigger as they go in, and I think you'd start with the smallest ones and go bigger. So maybe it is outside in, yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think so. But I looked at a whole bunch of pictures, and some of them didn't have them all. But the fanciest picture of them all had a butter knife, a dinner fork, a dinner knife, a dinner spoon, of course, a steak knife.
When you say those, they're just the normal ones, right? They're the everyday ones you'd eat with.
I think so. I think they're the ones we have as commoners. Yeah. No, maybe not a butter knife. I don't think I own a butter knife.
No, I don't have a butter knife, but
they're just like a
blunt knife, yeah.
Barely called a knife.
Yeah, it's really just about struggling through as a knife. That.
It's lucky to be called a knife, I would say.
It is. It is, yeah, the worst performing in the class, I'd say.
I would say it's more of a spoon than a knife.
A spoon competes just as much in the knife category as that thing does.
Yeah, exactly, right? Then there's the steak knife, of course. Isn't a steak spoon or a steak fork?
Huh. Isn't a steak fork? So what? How are we cutting this steak? Just one-handed, just shaking at it, hoping it stays in place? What are we doing? Surely we need some purchase with a fork?
I think so. So there should be a steak fork, but there's not.
There should be a steak fork.
There isn't. I guess maybe the knives are meant to be so sharp that you could just kind of, gah, straight into it.
Yeah, maybe. Like a samurai sword. Is that what it is? Is it a samurai sword?
In the really fancy places it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Then you get a salad fork and a salad knife.
So hold on, I do get a fork for my salad, but I don't get a fork for my steak. How am I eating my steak? Because even once I cut it, what am I doing? Stabbing it with the knife and putting it in my mouth?
That's what I mean. It feels very picky what they've chosen to give things.
It's so fancy, yet I'm one-handed cutting my steak and frying it in my mouth with a knife. That's not fancy.
I just imagine a whole table of like fancy people all doing everything, and then they get to the steak and they're just like, just like,
so they lose all decorum.
Horribly hacking it up, yeah. You have a fish fork and a fish knife, of course.
How many courses is this meal?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's probably one of them, like, 12-course meals.
Must be.
You've got I guess a fish fork and a fish knife, you maybe don't want to taint the cutlery with fishiness.
Yeah, I get that.
So maybe a lot of them aren't, like, different in their usage, but they're just... It more just means, like, you got two forks, mate.
There's got to be a visual difference, otherwise how would you know?
Maybe there's, like, a little fish icon on one of them or something.
Yeah. Smart.
That's what I'd do, anyway. Soup spoon, of course, the classic.
Yep.
Oyster fork, which, is that not a fish fork? Why does oysters get all the special treatment here? Why do they get their own fork?
That is a very specific fork, yeah. Also, am I always having oysters every meal? What's going on?
I don't know. Imagine the washing up every time, and you're like, oh, I didn't even eat oysters again today. Why am I, oh, gotta wash this up again?
Yeah, nightmare.
Absolute nightmare. Cake fork, cake spoon.
Oh, are you using both at the same time? Surely it's one or the other.
Maybe you get to swap it out a bit. Maybe it depends on the cake.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Surely you're only ever getting one at a time. You're not using both hands, one fork, one spoon, eating a cake. You'd look nuts. I think this is the opposite of fine dining. You're one-handed cutting a steak. You're two-handed eating a cake. What is going on?
You're fancy, Jack. You're meant to be different like that.
Yeah, I do not fit in with this fancy stuff at all, clearly.
You're getting wined and dined. You're getting all the different cutlery thrown your way. You know, it's these people that are going to struggle so much when suddenly they're not only reduced to no cutlery, but now they're eating their whole food with yogurt lids. I mean, what? Like,
they won't know what to do. I've been putting the reps in. I've been practicing for this for years. They've been using cutlery left, right and centre for every different dish. No, I've been practicing.
You go around teaching all the posh people in the world how to eat your yogurt lid technique and...
Yeah, yeah. Motivational classes on it.
And then finally, you get, for the final course, of course, you get a dessert fork and a dessert spoon, but apparently no dessert knife, which again is like...
Hold on, we're having cake and dessert?
Apparently.
Oh, lovely. What is cake if not dessert?
Exactly, it's a pre... Maybe it's someone's birthday.
Yeah, there we go. It should be the amount we must be spending on this meal.
Yeah, right.
Fancy. It better be a celebration of some kind, because I reckon this bill is going to be huge.
I'm running before the bill comes for this one. And while I was looking up that stuff, I found out that cutlery can tell waiters, I'm assuming it tells the waiters, about how you're feeling about the meal. It's like a secret code, a language you can tell. Because posh people... Well, actually, posh people do want to tell wait. They're just like, excuse me, waiter. This was disgusting. Like, they're the people that speak their mind the most, are they not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But apparently, so there's five different things we've got. Do you know any of them to begin with?
I have no idea what you're even talking about. Cutlery okay. Can tell how people are feeling. What do you want?
Oh, about? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to teach you a whole new language, Jack. You're going to become bilingual after this.
Please do.
So, if... you want to pause your meal. If you're just letting the waiter know that you're paused, you haven't finished, just having a break, you put your knife and fork down on your plate in an upside down V. So like a kind of arrow pointing away from you.
Okay.
That means I'm not done. Don't be taking my food away. If you put them down in a plus symbol, that means you're ready for the second plate.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess it means plus, like more. Give me more. I want additional stuff.
Yeah.
That's how I'm remembering it. If they're both horizontal next to each other, that means you thought the meal was excellent.
Oh, I've accidentally given people the wrong impression many a time.
If they're both vertical, it means you're finished. So I don't know how you can say you're both finished, but it was excellent. I think as the waiter comes over, you have to keep quickly...
Oh, sorry. So I got horizontal and vertical mixed up.
Yeah.
I definitely put them vertical.
You put them vertical. Well, that means you're finished. So that's that.
Yeah.
And the final one is like the paused, but it's an upside down V, but they're overlapping a little bit. That means you didn't like it.
Oh, I think that would be my second go-to way I finish.
Ooh, you've been offending.
I am sorry, people out there. Didn't mean anything by it, I swear. Hold on. What's the difference between I'm finished and I want my second plate? Surely if you're finished, I want my second plate. They're the same thing, aren't they?
Maybe it means fully finished. I am absolutely done.
I'd be well annoyed if I just put my knife and fork down. They go and take everything like, see you later, mate. And like, oh,
you'd be like, hang on, what?
Where's the rest of it? You were finished, weren't you? No, was I?
I'm sorry, sir. You said you were done. You put your oyster spoon and...
How do you know if the waiter is well-trained enough to know? Because none of the restaurants I've ever been in know this.
Absolutely not. I've been a waiter myself. I hadn't got a clue about any of this stuff. No one told me at all. I've just been using my intuition.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got it wrong.
I think if they've stopped eating, they're normally done. That's the general rule, right?
Exactly. And also, what's the pause one all about? Like, that? Surely that's not done. Like, don't put your thing down that you're done.
Yeah.
And then they know you're not... Like, if you've not put your knife and fork down at all, you're not done. Like, what are you doing? Maybe if you go to the toilet or something, you have to, like...
Yeah, maybe.
Let them know... while you're not there to tell people.
But I think a V and then a V slightly crossed, that's easily mixed up. And one of them is I'm paused and the other one is this was horrible. They're very different things.
You're like, oh, I must go to the toilet. So you put them down in a V to let them know I'm just paused while I'm going to the loo. As you get up, uh-oh, you accidentally knock the table a bit. Boom, they overlap. Suddenly, the chef's coming out having a go at you.
Yeah, causing drama. I think, you know what's better than this? Good old-fashioned words.
Words.
Words would work better than this, I think.
That's true. But then that means you have to speak to the waiters, Jack, doesn't it?
Oh, God, yes. Horrifying. When does a knife become a sword?
That's a very good question. Is a sword just a big knife?
I think so. In my heart, I feel like a sword is just a big old knife.
Is knife like the the category. Like, a knife is like a dog, and a sword is like a dachshund.
No, I don't think so. I do think they're probably different things, but I still think in a sense. Like, because otherwise, where's the line? Is there a measurement?
If it's over a certain amount of... Or is it... It can't be the usage. Or is it like what we said, that if you do start using a samurai sword to cut up your fish and chips, they suddenly disappear because they've become cutlery?
I don't like the suddenly disappear thing.
Well, nobody does, Jack, but that's the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, it happens at once, forever, always. Stuff doesn't then continuous. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right, right.
All the stuff that is allowed goes at once.
Anything that will go has gone. It doesn't later on go, oh, hang on a minute, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, oh, I've changed. Yeah, I don't like that. So right. I think, yeah, swords are gone. Oh, samurai swords are gone. Sorry, ninjas.
Isn't it the samurais that have samurai swords?
Oh, good point. Yeah, weird, because I do think in my head ninjas have swords, but they don't. What's a ninja?
I don't know. I just feel like I've been watching Kill Bill, and that's where I get all my information from on the matter. She had a samurai sword, right? That's a samurai sword.
Yeah, but she was definitely a samurai. She wasn't a ninja.
Yeah, she wasn't a ninja.
Yeah. What were we saying?
I don't know. What's this podcast again? Oh, cutlery, that's right.
Anyway, I don't think not having swords anymore is going to be a huge deal for my life. I don't think I've ever used a sword.
No, I don't think I've ever touched a sword. I might have seen one in like a museum.
I think if we're talking Middle Ages, this would be a huge deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nightmare.
Absolute nightmare.
But these days, I don't think it's a too big a deal.
No, despite in the Middle Ages, I imagine them all using their hands a lot more to eat chickens and all sorts of things.
Definitely.
So the swords were all out there on the battlefield, and now it's swapped around.
We got worse at making swords, let's be honest. They just got smaller and smaller and smaller, and they're like, we can't fight with these at all. This is pathetic.
Yeah, that's why we got the butter knife. Yeah.
You know what we can use them for, though? Does help with the eating thing.
Yeah, right.
Because I was thinking, if we are allowed swords, that's quite an intriguing way to try and have to eat dinner, isn't it? Imagine eating with like a pitchfork and a sword.
Wow. You're like, oh, you'd feel like a king.
Yeah. Or you'd feel tiny. You'd feel just like someone shrunk you.
I just imagine, like, you'd have to sit so far away from the table. It's going to be so awkward.
Yeah, it'd be a nightmare. You'd have to get really strong as well, like one-armed pitchforking and swording.
But that, are we allowed to not then make them slightly smaller as we go on? And then what happens?
This is the problem. This is why I ultimately think, as hilarious as the idea of eating dinner with a pitchfork and a sword is, I don't think it can be allowed.
It's crazy, isn't it? Sword swallowers as well. That's their gimmick gone.
Yeah.
Can't be swallowing swords anymore.
No, what else could they swallow?
I
was going to say sticks, but chopsticks are sticks and they're not allowed, so we're not allowed sticks anymore.
Weirdly, I was thinking about it as well. Like, a sword, sure, swallowing a sword is impressive, right? But imagine swallowing a table knife. Now that, wow, that takes some guts, right?
Literally.
Literally, yeah, some new guts. It takes a new set of guts every time.
Why? Just because you can't get it back out or the whole thing goes? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, man, imagine swallowing it right down into, you know, and then getting it back up again. Crazy.
Yeah, I think the hard part is to getting it back up again.
Or like why not a spoon swallower or a ladle swallower?
I think the sharpness is the thing that's adding the element of danger.
Well, clearly not, because they're not cutting themselves, right?
I don't really know how it works, to be honest.
Is it real? Is it one of those things that is just sort of like they're a fake, you know, like spoon bending? All the spoons are actually made out of like some metal that is like melts in the hand or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Can people legitimately actually swallow a sharp sword?
Yeah, no idea. Or is it like a retractable sword that sort of never actually goes into them? Or
even just sort of like an incredibly blunt sword. Like, I'm assuming they would use a very blunt sword, but I feel like sometimes...
Yeah, I don't think you're using, again, samurai swords. I don't think you're doing that.
No, probably not.
Not more than once, at least, anyone.
No, not more than... Exactly, it's a one time. One show only.
Well, yeah, for one night only. What? Why is it one night only? We don't talk about it.
You'll see why at the end of the show. No refunds. But so, yeah, what could a sword swallower swallow now they haven't got a big old knife?
So what about flame swallowing? Is that not the same? Do you reckon sword swallow? It's like a transferable skills, because swallowing flames and swallowing swords, they've got to be related.
Because they don't really swallow the flames, though. I feel like the sword might genuinely go down their esophagus and stuff, but the flames don't. They're just kind of...
They're just putting it out with their mouth.
Putting it out with their mouth. They're going, oh, and putting it out, and then they're breathing like fire again with something.
Yeah.
So that's a lie. They're not swallowing nothing. I ain't swallowing your lies, flame swallower.
Yeah.
You mentioned it already, a pitchfork. Who's the most famous person to own a pitchfork?
Farmers?
A single person.
Like a famous person who owns a pitchfork?
Yeah, doesn't just own one, carries it with them everywhere.
The devil?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a pitchfork? Is that what that is?
He's got himself a pitchfork, which is weird, because a pitchfork is for moving hay, which, why has he got a pitchfork?
Lot of hay in hell. Lot of hay in hell.
What is hay other than dead grass, right?
Exactly. Where do you think all the grass goes when it dies, Chris?
Yeah.
Goes to hell.
All the naughty grass.
All that bad grass. Yeah. You don't know what that stuff is up to. Oh, God. If you knew, you'd be like, he deserves to be in hell.
Yeah, it's been grassing on people. That's what they've been doing.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, love it.
Thank you. Why a pitchfork? I know that you might, like, poke your bum with it or something. The devil's going around poking people with a pitchfork.
Yeah, what is this with evil people having farming equipment? Doesn't the Grim Reaper have a scythe?
Yeah, what? They're just angry farmers, I think. You're right.
Yeah. Well, all of these stories just made up by people who are farmers and the only tools they knew of were farming equipment.
I think so. It's like there's another guy and he's got like a wheelbarrow or something. Yeah, maybe that's like death. Death has the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, he carries you through with it. Yeah.
Which sounds quite fun, to be fair. Got riding in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, why doesn't the devil have like a machete or a chainsaw or a bazooka or something? Why has he just got a piddly little pitchfork?
He needs to update his inventory, I think, you know?
I think so. I think he just likes it because it looks like horns a bit, right? You can kind of get pitchforks and look a little bit pronged. It's just like he thinks it looks like him a bit.
He's like, oh, look, it's me.
It's me, everyone. It's like someone carrying around a puppet of themselves.
Yeah, maybe just a ventriloquist. Maybe he does, like, impressions with it.
Hello! My name's Forky! Welcome to hell!
Exactly that, yeah.
Yeah. For one night only. Apparently, we call it a pitchfork too, right? In England, we don't call it pitchfork. We call it a prong.
No, we don't.
I call it a pitchfork, mate. I don't know who you're trying to trick, internet, but I do not call it a prong.
No, I don't think I've ever heard anyone call it a prong. But it has prongs.
Oh, it's pronged.
But it is not a prong. It's three prongs.
Yeah.
It's a tri-prong. You call it a tri-prong if you want.
A tri-prong. But not just a prong.
Not a prong.
Not a prong. In Ireland, they call it a sprong.
That sounds like the spork version of a prong.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
So is it like half a shovel, half a pitchfork?
Well, now that sounds like an excellent device, if that isn't what they have.
Why is that not? Why do we not have a spitchfork?
Because people get kicked out of the garden centre when they ask for it, that's why. Excuse me, miss. You got a spitchfork?
What are you coming? I know they're not cutlery, but what are scissors if not just two knives next to each other?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're called a pair of scissors, aren't they? So each one is a scissor.
Yeah.
But that doesn't exist.
And a scissor's just a blade, isn't it?
A scissor's just a knife. A knife with a hinge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I also have kitchen scissors as well. I have specifically for food, for cutting meat and all stuff like that, to prepare it, not really on my plate.
Because I think that becomes quite a problem, not being allowed scissors.
Yeah, absolutely it does, yeah. How am I going to scissor all my scissorables?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just thinking.
You're so right. If we can't have swords, we can't have scissors. And can we have ice skates?
Oh, well, so you get into anything that's a blade now.
Any blade is gone, right?
Like shaving?
Oh, we're going to be hairy people.
That definitely sounded like there was going to be more to that. And you kind of just gave up.
I very much gave up, yeah.
I can't remember what we were talking about 30 seconds ago. I'm just going to stick with it.
That's pretty much what happened. It's true. Going back to the spork a second, if I may.
Please.
Famously, apparently, it's meant to be like notoriously bad at what it does. I wasn't aware of this. I thought people liked a spork.
As in it's not good as a fork, nor is it good as a spoon.
Yeah, it's worse than its two parts, like collectively. I didn't know that. I thought sporks were quite beloved.
I can see that, actually, because I don't think I would ever opt for a spork to eat a liquid.
Right, because it runs out between the prongy bits.
Yeah, and I don't think they often don't tend to be deep enough, like a spoon is. They tend to be a bit more shallow. And yeah, the prongs are quite short, so you can't properly stab someone. So yeah, I can see that they are a bit rubbish.
They're a bit rubbish. I think it might be the material, though. I've only ever seen, like, a plastic disposable spork.
Great point. I think I might be the same.
Yeah, nobody's ever had like a metal spork that they wash up and love.
Yeah, maybe because they're rubbish.
Maybe because they're terrible, exactly.
Yeah. No one's wasting the time actually crafting that into some metal.
But there's something similar as well, the cake fork. Now that I can get on board with. Have you ever eaten cake with a cake fork before?
Not to my knowledge.
It's like a fork, but one of the prongs is a little bit sharper.
Oh, well, so it's like a knife fork.
It's either a knife fork?
A nork or a fife? I think a nork, maybe.
I think a nork might be the way the internet would want to go, yeah. With a silent K, right? We're still keeping the silent K at the beginning, a good old nork.
Yeah, that's the defining factor of a knife there, is it silent K? So.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, that's fantastic. A nice spongy cake, you can just go, hua. I mean, even just a regular fork, if it's spongy enough, you can cut through a...
Yeah.
But with the extra slightly bit of a sharper bit, it makes it an absolute dream. And then you fork and you eat and you enjoy. Happy days.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used one.
Well, you should. It's an experience.
It sounds it. It really does.
Revolutionised my cake-eating experience.
I'm going to be honest, don't eat cake that much, so I don't think it's going to do much for me.
To be fair, I normally eat with my fingers anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's another one I think I'd eat with my hands, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently the Australians, for you Australian listeners out there, you might already know this, you might be screaming it at your, whatever you're listening to this on. I was going to say televisions, but... So, if anyone's listening to this on their TV, fair play.
Yeah, weird, actually. Let us know if you're one of those people.
They have an upgraded spork called the Splayed, and that's even more ambitious because that's all three of them. That's a spoon and a knife and a fork all in one. I don't know whether they like it. I don't know whether they dislike it. But yeah, what were you thinking about that?
I'm just looking at it now. It looks pretty good.
A good old Splayed. It's got the cool name.
I think the Splayed is the weakest aspect of it. Its name is its weakest thing.
Really?
Yeah, because where is fork in that?
Well, where's knife in that as well?
Well, it's blade, right?
Oh.
I'm getting spoon blade. It's a spoon blade, but it needs to be a spladork or a...
Oh, I used to get called that all the time.
Or a fladoon.
All of these are fantastic. If anyone is out there writing a fantasy book and they need names for characters, open your cutlery drawer.
Fladoon. Yeah.
Start mixing them together.
Yeah.
But why stop there? Why not have the Swiss Army knife of cutlery utensils and get your grater on there, get your spatula on there, get a napkin to dab your mouth as you're eating.
That would be quite a good idea, actually. Just, yeah, like a little multi-tool for, like, if you're travelling or whatever, you can have all the little kitchen utensils in one little tool.
Yeah.
That'd be quite good.
Exactly.
Although, speaking of Swiss Army knives, not allowed them anymore.
Oh, no. Well, you can have every... Well, oh, no, all of them are.
Can you? Because I think it's all called a Swiss Army knife, and that is a knife, so you're not allowed it. So you're not allowed some of the things on it.
Well, like, not even the screwdriver part.
Nah. It's on a Swiss Army knife. It's part of a knife.
Oh, it's gone. The Swiss are going to be mad. They loved that thing.
They're going to be fuming. Although apparently they're not Swiss, are they? I thought they were German.
Oh, why are they called Swiss Army knives?
Apparently it's something to do in the war. They couldn't pronounce the name of it in German, so they just started calling it a Swiss Army knife. Maybe that's wrong. Probably is.
Oh, so it was stolen from the Germans then, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like if you're going to make something as cool as a Swiss Army knife, you should get credit for it.
Nah.
Decision made. Where do we stand on forklift trucks?
I think that's allowed.
You don't think it's a big old fork, is it not?
Okay, if you can find me any example of anyone ever eating food with a forklift truck, then yes, I will allow it. Up until that point, I think it's fair game.
Okay.
What food would you eat with a forklift truck?
Something, so it's going to just raise it slowly up to my mouth.
Yeah, and then you can sort of, and then slowly move forward and put it in your mouth. Maybe just a sandwich. Pick it up off the ground.
Just a sandwich, exactly. If you had a smaller one, a bit like a Roomba or something, you could sit there watching your TV, mouth open, the Roomba sees that, comes over, up it goes, forward.
But it has to be small, but also very tall. Like, its reach would have to be massively high.
Oh, yeah, big time.
To get from floor to your mouth.
Big time. And then it depends how heavy your sandwich is as well, but you've got to have some kind of counterbalance to that,
yeah,
too. So
I don't think this is practical.
And why don't they call diggers spoon lift trucks?
I mean, you might be onto something there.
I don't think there's anything knife related, is there? I had a good think. I had a lot longer of a think than I probably should have given it, and I could not think of a any kind of big, heavy vehicle, construction vehicle that was like a knife lift truck.
No, because I don't even think it's close to being a fork. Isn't a fork three-pronged?
I don't think it has to be three-pronged. I think it can be two-pronged. Even like what you've got for like a barbecue, right? You'd call that a fork, I think.
Yeah. You're right.
But yeah, trying to put it in a steak or something, it'd have to be a very big... You'd have to pick the whole cow up, basically.
Yeah, maybe you're just doing that. Grabbing the cow, putting the whole cow on the barbecue and just eating it directly off that. That's the closest I reckon you could use a forklift truck for eating.
I'm sure somebody has done that before in the world.
Do you think so?
Probably. People have done it all, mate.
Yeah, everything's been done at least once, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if not, we've given someone the idea. So.
Yeah, right. Somebody's eyes just lit up. An idea popped in their head.
That's their weekend sorted.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
But yeah, how are we feeling about a world without cutlery then?
Yeah, I think we will all live to a degree. Well, not to a degree, to the regular degree that we will all live, except for knife crime.
Yeah, if we didn't even talk about that, that would go down.
Knife crime would go down.
So if anything, positive. This might be one of the only positive ones we've ever done. Where actually we come out maybe slightly better than we started.
I should equally say no more spoon crime and no more fork crime as well, because, you know...
Yeah, I mean, they must happen.
They will.
Someone's been killed with a spoon.
Absolutely. I do not want to go eye to eye with a guy with a ladle.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, if they're coming at you with a ladle, they must be determined to kill you. You know what I mean? Like, they're not taking the easy route. They're doing it no matter what.
Yeah, they're like challenging themselves. This seems like it's a game to them. They've decided to try it at a harder level.
Almost more terrified for someone to come at you with a spoon than a knife. A knife, easy. Easy job. You know, they barely even have to try. It could be accidental. Spoon, they are trying.
It's a premeditated spooning.
Yeah, they have thought about this long and hard. But other than the potential spoon murders no longer being around, I think even despite that, just it's inconvenient. I do like cutlery. But compared to most of what we talked about, pretty fine, I reckon.
I think so. Just eat with your hands. You were told not to do it when you was a kid. I think that's one of the things their parents say.
Probably.
But now they'll just say, yeah, go nuts. Eat nuts. You'd eat them with your hands. You wouldn't eat nuts with knives and forks.
This is what I mean. I eat a lot of snacky foods anyway, which is quite eating with my hands. I don't think I've really even noticed that much.
Yeah, exactly. Do you own a knife and fork?
There's some knocking about.
They're somewhere. They may be in the utility drawer. We don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm cool with this one. I think I'll give them a smile and a nod as I wave cutlery goodbye.
Yeah, a moment of silence.
Thank you for your service. Yeah, but I'm not losing sleep.
But there we go. I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you have any thoughts on a world without cutlery, you can contact us on our socials. The links are in the description.
But thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.